to the Eye of the Lion podcast, where the truth always wins.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go! Hit it!
With your host, Kevin Castillo.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Eye of the Lion podcast with your host, Kevin Castillo, where we aim to transform the ordinary to become extraordinary through truth, leadership, and inspiration. Let's go ahead and dive in. I don't want to take up a whole lot of your day today. I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to listen to the podcast. I hope that this episode is going to give you a lot of extreme value that you can take and apply it to your day, to ask yourself the hard questions, to discover the truth, you know. One of the biggest things I really enjoy is I really want to help and inspire people to own their truth. What does it mean to own your truth? Deep down inside, if you really take a deep breath, take a step back, close your eyes, you know what the truth is about you and who you are and who you want to be. But are you living other people's lives? Are you living other people's expectations? I wanted to shoot this episode and ask you, do you love what you do? Now, what am I talking about? I share my story, my struggles on this podcast in hopes to help you enjoy the story, listen to the struggles, the journey, so I can help you come up with a solution that best suits you to the best of my abilities based off of my knowledge and other people's knowledge. Now, I had a job probably about 3 years ago. Manager was good. I'm not going to say he was great. We, you know, butted heads a few times. I am who I am. I own who I am. I own my truth. I really live my core values. I'm not going to drop one of the core values to please other people. And the manager asked me, do I love my job? I said, well, do you want the truth or do you want me to tell you what you want to hear? He said, I want you to tell me the truth. I said, well, to be honest, and I don't want to make you mad, I don't love my job. And the look on his face was phenomenal. He was shocked because he thought that I loved my job. I asked him, I said, what makes you think I love my job? He says, well, I assumed you loved it. And I was like, well, I think a lot of people claim to love their jobs, but they don't really love their jobs. They may like their jobs, but they don't love their jobs. And let me give you an example of what it means to love your job. If you love your job, you may or may not even have to set an alarm. The excitement, the adrenaline wakes you up on its own because you're excited about going into work, going into your business. And yes, this pertains to business owners too. Do you love your business? You know, but on this podcast, I'm going to share my story and talk about a job I had about 3 years ago. So my definition of loving a job, just some examples that would help you to understand if you really love your job, at least it helps me, is if I have to keep pushing my alarm every 9 minutes, I don't love my job, because if I love my job, I would maybe set the alarm and I would get up instantly and I would be excited about going into work. But at that time, I did not. That wasn't me. I was hitting that snooze button over and over. The second thing is, if you love your job, you are smiling most, if not all the time while you are at your place of work. And another thing is, does it excite you whenever you walk through the doors of the job? And another thing, do you look forward to Fridays? You probably don't like your job if you look forward to Fridays. Do you dread Mondays? You probably don't love your job. If you think about Monday on Sunday and how you dread about going in, you probably don't love your job. Now, if you switch it to not even really paying attention to the days, you might love your job. And another thing is, if you're if you are constantly looking at the clock and waiting till the time to get off, you probably don't love your job. If you're not getting along with everybody at your place of work, you probably don't love your job. They probably don't love their job. So I want you to ask yourself, do you love your job? And I want you to take time out of your day, 10, 15, 20 minutes, whatever it takes, to write this question down and ask yourself these hard questions. Do you love your job? Do I look forward to Fridays? Do I dread the Mondays? Do I watch my watch? Do I look at the clock waiting for the time to hit whatever time it is that you get off? If you're constantly stressed, you probably don't like your job. Love your job, you know? And for anybody that's listening to this that I may work with, I'm sorry. I am who I am. I think that everybody has their own unique talents and gifts, and they're led to a specific job or place of business. But I am who I am. I know that this isn't where I'm meant to be, but I do believe that God has me here for a reason. And the hardships that I do endure, I believe, are lessons that are going to get me going in the future. So ask yourself, do you love your job? And reflect on it every day. And if you really want to find your true supporters, tell them you're going to start a business. You may not want to start a business, but just tell them you're going to start a business and see their action. You're going to know who your true friends are and who your true supporters are. And the sad reality is, I think a lot of people have been programmed with limiting beliefs throughout being young, transitioning over into elementary, junior high, high school, and somewhere along the way, you were told that this is the one way to success. You had to do A, B, C, D to be successful. You know, that was the path probably back in the 80s, 90s, even before that. But we're in 2024. We have so much technology, so many things that we have access to that can make things a lot easier. For example, starting a podcast. I'm literally in my car right now with a portable microphone that I bought on Amazon that I got in less than 6 hours. Isn't that crazy? We can, if we want something, we can just simply go to Amazon, click on it, buy it, and get it within a day. Isn't that crazy? I remember having to wait 2 or 3 weeks, back growing up to even get something in the mail. I think it was called, snail mail? But yeah, I just wanted to, record this podcast, and I hope that it really resonates with you. I know it may really upset you based upon the things I've said, which is fine. I'm perfectly fine. If you're upset, you don't like me now, Kevin's, asking those hard questions. I don't want to hear that, that's perfectly fine. I'm not for everybody, but I am for the right ones. I want people to resonate with me. I want people to resonate with my story, my struggles, but I also want to help you find a solution to who you really are. I started Eye of the Lion as an idea because I've always been fascinated with lions. Just something that is just so big and strong and powerful. And, when you hear the word lion, you don't have to question it. A lion's a lion. You know what it's capable of. It's the truth. So are you living and congruent to who you really are today? I want you to ask yourself that and figure out who you really are. If you're around people that just talk down on you, make fun of you, talk behind your back, it's time to start switching your circle of trust, getting around different people, people that are smarter than you, people that are going to help you grow, people that want you to win. Just because you may have friends or coworkers that are at the top already, if they're not encouraging you to come to the top, you need to get rid of them and find other friends, other coworkers, period. I'm not a big fan of that, I like helping people get to that next level of whatever their version of next level is. I'm not an expert. I will interview the experts, For now, I'm just going to talk based off of personal experience, what has helped me. What has helped me may not help you, but, you know, I just want to get out there. And if it helps you, great. I am happy, even if it's just one person. So I challenge you today to ask yourself the hard questions. Take time out, close your eyes, and figure out who you are so you can own your truth. I love you guys. We'll see you on the next episode. Take care.